Does he look up at you when he goes down on you? Does it wanting approval?
Yes.
Am I doing it okay? Am I doing it okay? He's gonna hate that. Shut up and lick.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I'll tell you what's going on. My dick was hard. You think I'm lying? You think I'm lying? I took a lot of photographs. Here's my dick at the camping trip. Here's my dick on Catalina Island. Here's me blowing ball air people's way.
Hanging BA.
Here's me hanging some more BAs in the morning. Here's me on top of my car doing some yoga, hanging some BA. Here's me making coffee with my erect penis.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The hard ones.
Ah, yeah, Catskins, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy. Hoodley, best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Of course, you haven't seen this show, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Have you seen the show Extreme Sisters?
No.
On TLC?
I have not.
Oh, my God. So, for those of you that aren't aware, I'm a twin, but I'm a fraternal twin. But I'm still in the category of twin, and Yes. It's still a cool thing, you know. We don't have that same shared experience that a lot of twins do.
Yeah, your brains are one.
Yeah, man, it's really weird. Like, we dated identical twins in high school.
Oh, you did?
I've known identical twins, and they literally are the same person, finishing each other's sentences.
Yeah.
And without a immense amount of time spent with identical twins, it's hard to tell them apart.
It's very hard.
And they really do finish each other's sentences, which Yes. Is really strange. Well, TLC, being the shit show channel that it is, carrying all my favorite local programming.
I know. At first, when you said many people don't know this, but I thought you were going to say I'm a TLC addict.
Oh, no. Everybody knows that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's in our Wikipedia page. Okay. We don't have a Wikipedia page. Somebody make us a Wikipedia page. You make us a Wikipedia page, and I'm sending you all the 21 EPM stickers you'd like. And make sure you mention that I'm a TLC fan. So this Extreme Sisters basically follows a number of different identical twins, and in one case, triplets, and their lives together as adult identical twins that are the kind that finish each other's sentences.
Right.
And inevitably, this causes problems with relationships,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the sisters, all these sisters, they cannot be apart for one half a fucking second.
Oh, okay.
Or they're crazy. And they take it to the absolute extreme. Kevin and I could be apart for 3 years. And as long as we got text messages every once in a while and a funny meme about something related to a penis, we'll be good, right?
Yeah.
But these girls, because that's what they are, they're all girls on the show. These girls are absolutely loony toony gabooney. I mean, I don't even know how to explain some of the nonsense that goes on here. Let me give you a brief example. One of the twin sisters, she's dating a guy. The girl hates the guy because whatever, the da-da-da. One of them is like extra super crunchy. She believes in all that shit. The crystals, the incense, the Buddha, the live here now, be here now, I'm here now, whatever it is, right? All of it to the nth degree. Since they were children, she has prodded both of them. She has prodded her sister to go into the woods and to meditate and get good energy by
from the trees.
Completely naked.
Oh,
100% naked.
Yes.
Yes. Sunning their bum holes and everything, right? That's what they do. They like sunning their perineums. They're touching each other's hands and waving it in a right-hand motion to get the sun god Ra to shine down in them. She also like swings a crystal around in circles, and if it swings to the left, it's yes, and it swings to the right, it's no. I mean, like, clearly stuff that's...
It's which way the wind blows.
It's just OCD. That's all it is. Yeah, it's just which way the wind blows. It's exactly right. And you can even see her hand moving when she does it. Like, she's moving it around, right? Does your husband really love you? No. Should you break up with him? Yes. It's this whole thing. So, another pair of sisters that is showcased, they have to eat the exact same amount of food, so they always look and act the exact same.
Okay.
They don't want to be a pound, an ounce different. They don't want their hair to be any different. They don't want their makeup to be any different. They don't want anything to be any different, including the clothing that they wear on a daily basis.
Man.
So they set their life up around doing everything exactly the same. They measure their food. If they're going to have a spoonful of tuna casserole, they put it on a scale. And if they get 1.26 ounces, the other one has to eat 1.26 ounces.
Yeah, this doesn't seem healthy.
Oh my God, it's so unhealthy on the grandest scale. But they are living an experience that most of us do not live. So I try and like think about what it would be like to have a twin brother, but I really think these are just a lot of people with OCD that mm-hmm. happen to have a twin.
Yes.
In the most recent episodes of this show, of which I don't watch a ton. It's not a 90 Day Fiancé type thing for me or a 600 Pound Life or, you know, Little Johnstons or whatever. I don't have to obsess about every minute of the show. I just kind of peep in every once in a while. The girls who are sharing the food and doing the makeup, when they get their hair cut, the lady has to measure how much hair she's taking off so she can take off the exact same amount from the other lady. Crazy. It's insane. It's insane. In this show, they go looking for a boyfriend, but not boyfriends, boyfriend.
Oh, one. They can handle them both?
One boyfriend. Ooh. And when the boyfriend pumps four times in her, he's got to pump four times in her. Not even kidding you.
No.
Not even a joke. So it's recently.
That's a tall order.
It's recently.
I bet men, you fantasize about twins, but not this. Not
I got
this.
Twins! Woo! Pump exactly 4.5 times. Wait. Hold on. First of all, who says I'm going to make it to four? Second of all, why do I have to do it exactly? Variety is a spice of life. Maybe true. The only way that I can tell the two apart is by their lovemaking, okay. Right?
But they've practiced that down to the T, too.
You know they have. Mm-hmm. So they make love in the same bed, getting the same amount of action every time in the same exact manner.
Have they done this before?
Yeah, yes, they have a boyfriend.
They have one boyfriend.
They have one guy, and he's out of his mind. I feel bad for the guy. I feel bad for all of them, actually, but I just feel bad for him. He seems like a very accommodating lug nut.
You would have to
right?
be.
He's Italian or something. You know, those Italians, they're into some weird shit. But anyway, so it's been reported.
I'm Italian, by the way.
Yeah, I know you're Italian.
That's why
I'm Italian. Well, I'm not Italian, but my grandfather worked for the Italians, if you know what I mean. So in this latest show, they need a baby. They're like in their 30s and they need a baby. They want a baby, but they want two babies and they want the babies to be exactly alike.
Oh, man, this is going too far.
But they have to get impregnated at the exact same time. They have to go in labor at the same time. They have to be pregnant in the same way. They have to be pregnant with the same sperm. I mean, if they had their choice, I'm sure they'd have the exact same baby. They are essentially going to have twins.
That aren't twins. What if one of them has twins? That happens.
Well, then, what if one of them has twins and one of them has one?
Yeah.
It's going to ruin their lives.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin their lives forever and ever. Amen. These girls are loony toony. Loony toony. And I do not know the minutiae of making a baby at the exact same time. Like, you can't be inside two women at the same time. Unless you got one of those extra big dicks we've been talking about. Those new improved dicks. Yeah, even those aren't going to fit twice into a vagina. I just, like, my mind is blown at the...
How do they think that's going to happen?
I think they're going to take turkey basters.
I was going to say, yeah, they're going to have to do artificial insemination and have maybe a doctor do it at the exact same... Two doctors. Do it at the exact same time.
That's right. Two nurses.
But then what? Then there's two doctors. That's different.
They're not going to get the same doctor.
Or the same turkey baster.
Yeah. And they're probably... and they won't be able to give birth with the same doctor. So everything's going to be different. This is just... Wow. Life is going to present some challenges to these extraordinarily OCD
girls.
What
went wrong with their parents?
I don't know. That's a great question. Like, if I had identical twins, which thank God I didn't, but if I had identical twins, I would do my best to make sure they have their own individual personalities.
Exactly.
That they're always going to be connected. Mm-hmm. It's like Kevin and I. We're always going to be connected. We're always going to have something special that almost no one else has. Mm-hmm. Such a small part of the population has. And we're always going to be able to say, we had a friend longer than anybody else has had a friend.
Yes.
But my mom stopped dressing us alike, I don't know, somewhere around the age of 13.
Yeah, like it's cute, right? When
it's
they're
cute.
Young.
But it's not healthy.
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy for your mental.
No.
It just being a twin, quite frankly, caused all kind of problems as a teenager. But this is not the point of the story. The point of the story okay. Is that this guy who's in the middle of this, I mean, there's a lot of fish in the sea, bro. A lot of fish in the sea, bro. And according to our friend John Anthony, you can get 23 confirmed poles just walking through the
mall.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to have a threesome, there's better ways to go about it. This is not an enjoyable threesome. This is a psychiatry appointment where you have your penis out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what's going on. It's insane. It's insane. Get over it. I just feel really bad for this guy.
I'm very interested.
You got to watch. You got to watch. Watch like the most recent episode or two episodes ago.
Stream Sisters. Okay.
I'll share it with you if you want me to.
Jeff will be super excited.
I'm really surprised TLC hasn't called us to advertise. Yeah, Jeff's going to be wonderful. Oh, great. Great. Brian is now intruding on every inch of our lives, including our television. It's not enough. I got to listen to him yammer all the time in that fucking commercial break. But now you're going to watch all his television shows too? Yes, Jeff.
Yep.
Can't this guy get another date? I mean, that's just my question. Can't this guy get another date?
Yeah, he needs his head checked, and
yeah.
So do the parents and the sisters. So.
I wish
maybe TLC will come to the rescue.
Yeah, maybe TLC will come to the rescue and put this guy a 90-day fiancé.
Yes, that would be perfect.
I agree. They should start crossbreeding these shows a little bit.
Yes.
Put the extreme
Shauna,
sisters.
What's her name?
I am Shauna Ray.
I am Shauna Ray should go on,
Love
is Blind.
Love is Blind. Not the Love is Blind, but she should go on 90 Day Fiancé or something like that and watch the fireworks really happen. The Seven Little Johnstons. I am Shauna Ray dating some of the Seven Little Johnstons.
Yes.
There you go. It's not the exact same situation, but it's close enough where I think they could identify with each other about on some level.
Or maybe one of the Seven Little Johnstons can be with the twins.
Oh, God. That would be. I just love that. I'd love it if, like, whatever his name is, Johnson, like, you know, divorced the other Johnson and went to go date the twins, trying to get them pregnant at the exact same time. This is TV gold. Chrissy and I should run TLC quickly.
We should.
It just reminded me of what a disaster dating in 2020s must really be. You know, I got an update from Marlon.
Glad I'm out of that pool.
You know, I got an update from Marlon.
You did?
He's done. He's done.
No.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, they've been apart for about 2 weeks, and he texted me, I think because
he's
bored.
That's been going on for like a year, right?
Almost, about 9 months.
Well, and you thought, well, that 9 month mark,
yeah, that 9 month,
mark is tough.
It's when things start to get a little stale.
Yeah,
and real.
Real, like at this point, you're no longer hiding that you don't actually take a shit.
Yeah, like, wow, she farts a lot in
and
her sleep.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things that start to come out that were cute maybe in the beginning, or you didn't even know about, but now you do.
Totally agree. It's when those idiosyncrasies can start to rub on you in a different way. What you thought was cute is just absolutely obnoxious, right?
Yep.
What you thought it was like, oh, she left her plate full of last week's apple pie out on the couch where the dog smeared it all over.
Yeah, like, she's so funny.
She's so funny. I'll clean it up for her.
But then 6 months later, you hate it.
6 months later when there's a pile of pie on your couch and you're like, roaches. Are you going to ever clean that up? Yeah. It's not that dirty. It is that dirty.
Yeah.
You nasty. The fuck up out of my house.
So this does make sense that things are ending around this time period. Also, too, they didn't live together. So, you know, like, that can speed up or slow things down. And then didn't she write in? Didn't we have somebody that wrote in? We think it was her.
I asked him the direct question. He ignored it altogether. Okay. So I'm assuming it was her. Sounded like her. Sounded exactly like her, actually. And she told almost the same stories he did. Just a little bit of twist here and there, but the same story. So, and that was toward the end, but I don't think this is the end. I think this might be that 9 month, like the 7 month, like, you know, the 7 year itch kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think I think he's realizing that he can be with women his own age.
Yeah.
And things could be different. He doesn't have to take all the kind of bedroom abuse that he's been taking. Although he said he got used to it after a while. Like, they found their groove in the bedroom.
But then now it's not cute anymore.
No, it's not cute
That's
anymore.
That's the thing.
It's not cute anymore.
It was taboo in the beginning.
To have her hold your head down in the middle of her legs for hours at a time.
And you got to know it, and you thought, I can work with this. And then now you're like, no.
Nope. It's like the girl who used to gobble in bed. The gobbling lasted. It was cute at first for like 12 seconds. And then it was just obnoxious.
Right.
But we've all been there and done that. Dating is really tough. It's really tough. It was tough back when I was dating.
Uh-huh, me too.
8 years ago. And it's really tough now.
Gotta be.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I wish things were simpler. I wish we could go back to a simpler time.
Yeah.
Like when the love connection was a thing.
Yes. When you had an audience choose your day.
No, the second I got that text message from Marlon, I thought to myself, wow, dating is tough in 2023. And then I was trolling on the internet as I do. And up popped a love connection video. One I have not seen, and I thought I saw them all, but one I have not seen, and I just had to share with you.
Let's get together.
So without further ado, what the fuck, Chuck? Let's get into an otherwise unseen episode of The Love Connection.
I like it.
TCB. Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the contact us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos, the same day they air on the audio feed, they'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TCB.
To 20 times a month. He says that he's had his
fatal
attraction.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
For those of you listening, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. I know I just said it on the actual commercial break, but youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. This guy is a stereotypical mass murderer. Yes. He doesn't even try and hide it. He wants to look the part.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know how to describe this guy.
I don't either.
Big horn-rimmed glasses. Huge. Way too big for his face.
Yeah, longish hair. Mullet-type hair.
Mullet-type hair, but the receding hairline goes back halfway to his head, so he's just got the hair down to his shoulders. Clear he hasn't taken a bath in a couple months.
Chuck just said something about fatal attraction.
Oh, he said fatal attraction. Okay, yeah. Let's go back and listen to that. Hold on just one second. I actually want to turn this up just a little bit so we can hear it a little bit better. And okay, here we go.
He dates 15 to 20 times a month. He says that he's had his share of fatal attraction types.
And he thinks dating would be a whole lot easier if women didn't make men feel guilty. Please welcome God.
Dating would be a whole lot easier if I didn't have to kill him at the end. What the fuck? Dating would be a whole lot easier if what?
If women didn't make men feel guilty.
Well, we're off to a rousing start here, bro. What's his name?
Guy.
Hey, Guy
Scarpella.
Hey, Guy.
Hey, Guy. What's up, Guy?
The only other guy I know is Fieri.
Guy Scarpelli.
Italian, it figures.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, what do you think that women do to make men feel guilty?
Well, they seem to feel that men just want to have sex with them.
They make the people in the audience.
And?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The people in the audience, I love them.
Oh, no. He's right. Correctamundo.
You feel that way?
Yeah, they basically see men are more verbal, but every woman wants to have sex. It's just that they're quiet about it, and where by being quiet, they enable men to.
And so what I like to do is take them back to my dungeon lair, shackle them, put a ball gag in their mouth, and wait till later.
Let it marinate.
Pay for the dinners and the dates and whatnot.
Well, everybody. I mean, quite honestly, everybody wants to have sex or we wouldn't be around here. I mean, you know, it's just who
true
it's with
words,
and at
Chuck.
The time.
Wow, Chuck, that was deep.
What is it? Ruminisms by Chuck.
Yeah. Platitudes by Chuck. Platitude equals attitude, bro.
Whether it's appropriate and whatever, but let's take a look at the tapes the guy saw. Remember, you're going to vote again.
Let's take a look at who volunteered to wash this guy's hair. And I mean, by this guy, I mean this guy.
First was Julie. Her idea of a great date is the hot air balloon, followed by a romantic picnic.
Too soon, Julie. Too soon.
First date.
Nice joke. But too soon. We just shot it down over South Carolina. Think you're funny.
And she's alone. She likes to take long walks and sing off key. I have no idea why. We asked her what kind of guy she won't date.
I have no idea why. Chuck is really, he's a smooth guy. But he's actually really
passive aggressive.
Yeah, he's passive aggressive. He's actually really bad at small talk,
yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Yeah, he's like, all right, moving on.
Yeah, he's like, I have no idea what that means.
I don't like anybody that's too much of a Joe Cool. If you're going to unbutton more than 3 buttons on your shirt, just forget. not too stocky. If you take steroids, stay at home.
Okay.
Well, I got to agree with her there.
On all points.
Yeah, if you're going to unbutton more than 3 buttons,
Yeah, stay at home if you're on some steroids.
Stay at home. Save the children. Stay at home. I unbutton 2 buttons.
Yeah.
But if I go for the third,
it's
just
too much.
A big bush of hair coming out of there. Yeah, it's too much.
You have to have a gold chain if you do the third.
If you do the third, you have to have a gold chain.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Write it down in the treaty.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Next was Renee. She dates about 10 times a month, claims that she's not looking for a commitment, and she says that she's not afraid to ask men to dance in nightclubs. And here's how she responds when they turn her down.
Sometimes you think, well, fine. And it kind of hurts your ego a little bit, but you kind of get over that hump. You say, well, you know, I don't feel that I'm an ugly person, and I think I can just, you know, get out there and be me. If somebody doesn't like me for me, then it's their loss. It's kind of my new attitude now.
It's my new attitude since I read Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard. I've been doing mushroom therapy, and here's my new attitude.
Emily Margaret, she was married for 1 year. She's been divorced for 6.
One year marriage.
Yeah, I had one of those. Wasn't that great?
Yours was longer than 1 year, wasn't it?
Not really.
Okay.
1 year of being in the same residence as a married couple, maybe pushing 2 years just as a married couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's about 10 times a month, and she can't stand cheap men. Here's something that really turned her off on a first date.
I had a guy that took me on a date, and he brought the coupon for buy one dinner, get one free, and that, I was just a little bit embarrassed. On the first date, you usually don't do something like that. You know, maybe after you've dated for a year and you guys are broke and you need to save some money. But on a first date, it didn't make a good impression.
I go to Old Country Buffet. I let the lady go first. And then when she pays, I ask if I can bring her plate back to the buffet.
Mm-hmm. Get that That's first hot piece of chicken as it comes
yeah,
off the
you
tray.
Gotta, yeah, I want to wait for the good roast beef. I'm
yeah,
not, yeah,
exactly.
Can you bring out a new beef? Nah, man, come on. Don't give me the old. Don't give me the
end.
Yeah, it's all sloppy at the end. Give me a new one. Excuse me, sir. Did you pay? No, she did. We're sharing. It's allowed. This doesn't say anything in the rules about not sharing. Sir, I don't see anybody there sitting. Where did she go? In the bathroom. Hi, Judy, it's Damien. Listen, this guy's a real asshole. I'm gonna get out of there. Wait, don't leave without getting more food.
All right, those are the three women the guy had to choose from. It's time for you to make your choice. Who do you like for it?
Can we just discount guy?
Yeah. Can we take guy out of the picture?
Can we match the two girls up?
What if they just pressed, like, there was a fourth button and they pressed it and guy set on fire right on the couch?
Also, too, think about how dated this is because, I mean, status, divorce.
Yeah, status, divorce.
I mean, I don't think that's not on any dating app yeah, now.
No. Status, divorce.
Red flag.
And?
Red flag.
Yeah. And?
I know.
Yeah. I'm on my fifth. End it. What of it?
Audience made it.
Two! Guy going two! He already chose, you asshole.
He did.
Yeah.
Guy picked and hear everything that happened on that date tomorrow. That's our show.
Why does everybody say
Chuck
all?
Murray. I hope all
what?
Your dates are good ones.
He said that that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because he says that's it. No more. Oh, so that's the episode of the commercial break. Talk to you tomorrow. No kidding.
I'm guaranteeing you that same studio audience stays there.
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, that audience, they just stay there.
They just had to say all.
Yeah, they don't unfin. You know,
yeah.
If you start with it, you can't just leave. Yeah. They probably record 4 to 12 of these in a day.
Yeah.
And I bet the audience stays around for a good portion of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just the way it is. All right, let's fast forward and we'll get back
there,
to tomorrow.
You're in there.
Yeah, and once you're in there, you're once you're in there, you're stuck. I got stuck in Love Connection all day long. I heard about 12 losers.
And now, here's the host.
I wanted to jump out of a window after I got done. I've lost faith in humanity.
Love Connection.
All right, now here's the follow-up.
Here's the follow-up, yeah.
Now, he says that most of his dates end in disaster. He claims it's because the women are
crazy. I love that he's like walking back out again. Did they get cut?
That's right.
Yeah, cut. Hey, guy, now you get up and then walk back out.
Hey, guy.
Like you did just 3 minutes ago.
Hey, guy. No, not you. The actual guy. Hey, guy. Do me a favor. Walk in a circle.
Get back up. Come
don't
back
change
out.
Your tie. It looks great. You look great. You want to wash that hair? No? All right. Let's just get it. Let's get back out there. We don't have time. His hair is so scraggly. Yeah.
But he also admits that his behavior turns off a lot of women. Please welcome Guy Scarpelli. Yeah.
Please welcome Frank Bernardo.
Oh my God, that would be a dream come true.
Oh my God, if Frank
he had
Bernardo.
Ever been.
Hey, yeah. Oh. I wonder if he's ever. He's somewhere. Some. There's some video
he's
of Frankie.
He's on TV somehow because
totally.
That's probably how he got.
Yeah.
Really into the YouTube stuff.
There's probably an old 80s news
yes.
report about how you know the new fangled thing is going to the club and meeting women. You know. Guys are finding that, you know, women are more accessible when they're dancing at the brand new dance factory
and
down
drunk.
Here on Main Street. Yeah, and he's like, I'll tell you what, you can pull so much pussy here at this little factory right here. These are called Pussy Factory. Good to see you again for the second time in 3 minutes. Yeah,
that was so quick.
I know. Why don't they just open up with him back on the couch? Why go through the whole routine again? Just be like, welcome back. Yesterday's episode, we start, you know?
I know.
I think back then there was like TV magic still. people believed in TV magic, like things were actually happening. Like when you were watching a television show on Thursday, it had just been recorded or it was live. Like you didn't know. Why? Because it was 1981. No one told you any different. You didn't have TM fucking Z.
What are you doing that turns women off, guy?
Well, I like to masturbate in public.
Wear a trench coat.
I like to punch myself in my own balls with a sharp ballpoint hammer. And if that doesn't do it, then I don't know. Maybe it's the anal beads I'm wearing currently.
Well, I like to be the center of attention, and I often find myself competing with my dates. I'm not afraid to throw myself into the center of spotlight, and that's...
I picture him, like, jumping onto a dance floor.
I'm not afraid to dress up like a mascot, like a chicken mascot, and run out on the floor and go, couple, 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 couple. How is this guy? This guy's the center of attention anywhere he goes.
Just because of his hair.
Yeah. I don't think there's any woman that could compete.
No.
Not even Brazil.
No.
Brazil.
Sometimes.
Now, do you always wear those Sally Jesse Raphael glasses?
Get him, Chuck. Get him. Get him. I take back anything I ever said about Chuck.
You always wear the Sally.
There is something about Chuck. Chuck does have a shit dar. Like he's got a shit dar. And if he senses there's a shit sitting next to him, he'll call him out.
He will.
In a very passive aggressive way. So do you always wear those Charles Manson hands you got there?
Do you always look like Charles Manson?
Yeah. You always stare at people like you're gonna kill him.
Anyways, let's see who he picked.
So is that small penis attached to your body or not? Just ask it for a friend. If you think he's got a small penis, press number one. If you...
He should have done that.
Otherwise, head for the fire exit.
I mean, I couldn't let you get off without that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's kind of a cheap shot, but it was the only shot I could take.
Do what you gotta do.
He's cracking up at himself.
We'll be talking about this at the staff holiday party. I made a joke, wasn't on the cue card. Hey, guys, go over here. I'm telling the story about when I busted out that guy named Guy. That guy. Remember that guy? Remember how embarrassed he was when I said, hey, you always wear those Sally Jesse Raphael glasses? That was the best. Get us some more champagne over here. I'm going to tell the story again. Anybody here not heard the story? No? All right. I'll be over here.
I feel intimidated and embarrassed by the way I act and whatnot.
Okay. Well, let's remind everybody what happened yesterday.
Yeah, intimidated. I don't know. Embarrassed? Yes.
Embarrassed? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. This guy, I'd be embarrassed too if I was running around with this guy. Yeah. Let's remind everybody of what happened 4 seconds ago. We'll be right back.
Saw guys three choices and they voted for one. Going to take a look at all three women and catch you
now,
up.
No, let me ask you this question.
Catch up again?
I know we're going to catch up again. We already caught up. Well, we are watching this.
Back to back.
We're binging a show that was never intended to be binged. Yes. But let me ask you a question. They took the time to change Chuck Woolery. Why wouldn't they take the time to change the guest?
Too much.
Like change the clothing.
Yeah, they didn't.
Too much? Maybe he didn't have a second pair of clothes.
Yeah, they don't care about him. Yeah. Chuck's the star.
What, I have a feeling they found this suit and tie in the back for this guy.
Probably.
First, Julie, when she's alone, she likes to sing off key. I don't know whether that means she sings on key when she's not alone, but then Renee, she's not afraid to ask men to dance at nightclubs. Margaret,
she's 28 and an educational
student.
Did you catch that at the same time?
She's an education student. A student of education. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. 28.
She's a business professional is what she is.
A business professional.
Just can't stand cheap men. Now, the audience vote was recorded yesterday. We'll get that a little later. Right now, Guy's going to tell us who he chose.
I chose Margaret.
Okay, haven't seen each other since.
She probably was the best one.
Margaret's the easiest!
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Chuck. How are
you? Now, did I get that last name right?
Very good.
Oh, good. Good. Nice to have you here. Make yourself at home, and Guy will start us off.
Okay, well, I called up Margaret on the phone, and we decided, we mutually agreed that we would spend an overnight camping in Catalina.
What?
What?
Nazis camping on the first, overnight camping on the first date.
Nothing like requiring your own car to get out. Yeah. Nothing like being out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's bad enough if you ask someone to spend the night at your house on the first date. But setting up a date.
Let's go to the woods where no one's around. Yeah. And
I'm going to go to my favorite murdering spot. You want to come with me? It's a good time. I think there's still some room to lay some more bodies. I mean, if there's one guy in the world, it would be Guy, who I would not want to go on a date with, where it included you having to literally run on your own 2 feet to civilization to get away.
Catalina, is that an island?
It's an island. I don't even think it has electricity at night. You're stuck. There's a ferry. And separating you and that ferry is some of the most dangerous ocean in the world. Yeah. It's crazy. This is crazy. This would never happen in 2023.
No.
She's lucky she's alive.
I know. Is she?
That might just be AI.
Okay, so we took
That's AI.
Boat over to Catalina. We dropped off our stuff and we headed down to the beach. And we had both gone and changed. And she came out of the cabana and she had on this little string bikini. And I'll tell you, she looked so good. I thought my head was going to explode. I mean, it was incredible.
I had such a hard on.
I exploded.
She looked so good, I knew right then, I am going to kill that woman. My head exploded. Oh, my God.
Shorts on, and I was attracting attention, too. And she didn't seem to mind, so...
You say he had short shorts on?
He had short shorts on, and he was attracting attention, too. Go figure. Yeah. He couldn't have let that slide. He had to tell everybody.
Now, what did he do to attract attention, Margaret? Just sit there, or what?
Well, he had a G-string swimsuit on.
Oh, my God. Now my head's exploding.
Anyone want to see my penis in graphic detail?
Well, he had a G-string.
Can you see the head of my penis? The outline? Can you see it? You like it? He had a G-string on. G-string. It's more like a nope string. Nope. That's crazy. Oh, the 80s were a wild time,
they were.
Kids. Yeah. I mean, listen, there's plenty of guys that wear G-strings now. And if you got the body for it, I guess. But on a first date, come on. This isn't hedonism. It's Catalina. There's kids out there. Can you not show half of your anus during the first date? That'd be great. I'd really appreciate it. Do you mind putting your hairy anus away just for the first part of the date? You can show me later. Second in the part. Tent! Right. Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I guess whatever.
People are going crazy.
Thanks.
He had a pair of white shorts on over him, so you could see the G-string underneath. The women that were up on the beach, they were throwing money at him to drop his shorts. Naturally turned around and hung a BA at him, and they loved it.
What's a BA? What's a VA? I don't know what a VA is. I've lived a long time on this earth, and I don't know what a BA is.
Hung a BA.
Huh.
Big ass?
Balls and ass?
Balls and ass. We're going with that.
Oh, bare ass.
Bare, oh.
Bare ass. Hung a BA. How do you hang a BA?
Same as when you hang 10.
He hung a BA. Bodily odor? Well, I mean, I don't even know what's going on here.
He loved it. I was just...
hung a BA.
Chuck is even like,
you can
what?
Say that on TV, but
I guess I'm
hung a BA. The good old air balling. They used to call it ball air. They hung some ball air around. Where you swing your balls real fast like a fan. Give the girls what they want.
Oh, my God.
I felt his ball air.
Here's the $4.
Yeah, it's like Magic Mike. He comes up and the balls just swing like a little of air. felt his ball air. He's just having some ball air out there to dry.
You all could be a...
That was not linen fresh, my friend. Yeah, do me a favor and swing some of that ball air over here. It's getting kind of stuffy in the studio. There, let me get some ball air going.
Oh, my God.
Could someone open up a window in this car? It's stuffy. No, windows don't work, but I'll throw some ball air back there. Here, let me thrust real quick back and forth. I can taste it in my mouth.
Now I know what it means.
Oh, Lord.
So, you're out there with your cheeks hanging out. She's hanging BAs. People are throwing money at you.
We left the craziness for a minute. We took a walk out onto these rocks that were sort of like a jetty.
Down for a minute. Hold on.
Let me put my balls back in my pants. No more free ball air for this crowd. You've had enough ball air to go around. Share it. By the way, I'm now selling jars of ball air online. The next free swag you're going to get, ball air. A BBA, Brian's ball air.
Hanging BA.
Yeah, hanging BA. We're going to hang some Brian ball air right there.
Catalina, and it's real romantic because it being adventurous, you crawl out on these rocks and the waves are like against the rocks. Sun is blaring. Her blue-green eyes were just sparkling, and that's when I gave her a... Yeah, I took advantage of the moment. I gave her a long, passionate kiss. Right?
With my...
I'm picturing him, who I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, you got to look at this guy. Crazy.
With a G-string.
A G-string?
And on rocks.
On these rocks.
That are splashing, yeah. And the sun shining... And he grabs her and gives her a long kiss.
But you just got to imagine, like, he's, you know, I love your dark green eyes.
They're sparkling.
Your sparkling green eyes. They're actually blue. Whatever. And your long, flowing hair. It's not that long. Whatever.
Come here, you.
It's one of those bachelor kisses.
Right, that guy.
There's a new bachelor I was watching the other day, and all the girls go in for tongue, and he's like, he has his lips closed, and they're all like, just circling around his lips with their tongue. That's what I imagine going on here.
Yes.
I don't kiss on the mouth in the first date, but here's some more ball air in case you're hot.
So now you're still in the G-string thing and the, what's his name?
I'm taking pictures.
Are you?
Yeah, well, she was taking pictures and everything.
Well,
so.
I mean, I figured, you know, there'd be a lot of tourists over there going, hey,
well, we were away from everybody, thank God. So we were away from everybody. But then we gathered our things and...
camcorders whirring all over Catalina.
Brian's dad out there. Like George Lucas. Doing the autofocus. Come on, Dad, let's go. Catalina's fucking boring. What are we doing? Here we see two people out in the wild finding romance amongst the Catalina. Oh, my God.
Rocks.
Is he swinging ball air our way? The fresh ocean ball air coming my way.
We gather our things and we walk back to the campsite to get ready for dinner and we took a shower together.
What?
What?
Wow.
Wait. I want to clarify this. He took a shower at my request, and I was dialing 911.
We were in the same area.
Yes.
We were in the same bathroom.
That ball air told me everything I needed to know. I needed to get him into a public restroom shower where we could make out and get gangrene. Why would you ever...
I mean, you ever have a date like that?
Chuck's like, you lucky son of a bitch. In all my years hosting this show, never once took a shower with another woman.
Date like that.
It's not as bad as it seems.
Well, it didn't seem bad at all. Seemed real good. Well, so now what happened?
Okay, so we'd gone back to the campsite, and
this was after dinner.
Yeah, this is after dinner.
The dinner,
and I lit the lantern in the tent, and the whole tent like took on this really eerie romantic glow.
Oh, I bet it did. Erie is right.
Thanks, Indiria. Yes, night.
This has got all the markings of a Judy Blume novel.
Or Stephen King.
Aaron Sorkin couldn't write this any better.
Yeah. And
is this kind of like these mantles, these Coleman lamps that mantles glow?
Yeah, it was sort of like that. It was just
sort of, Chuck. You don't know what you're talking about.
Chuck. Yeah,
shut up, Chuck.
Let me finish.
Trying to tell how I got my dick wet story. Told it 300 times. I perfected it by now, and you're really stepping all over it.
Shut up.
Shut up, girl I went out with. Yeah. I'm over here trying to tell Chuck.
She said two things.
Yeah, I know. He's not the kind of guy who's going to let too much talking go on behalf of the female form.
It was incredible because her face in that glow was just something about her that just took me. And I
boned her.
So I got out my rock hard erection and I do what men do. You want to rock like lovers do. I put on a little Eurythmics. I got out my rock hard pony. I swirled up some ball air real quick, make sure the tin didn't get too stuffy. And then I asked her the question every man wants to ask a woman. Are you sleeping?
Are you really asleep?
Are you awake?
Are you really asleep?
Yes, yes I am.
I forgot to tell you, there's a lot of wild animals running around the camp, so they tell you to keep your clay.
Oh, I bet there is. What kind?
Well, they've got foxes, and they've got, badgers or something.
Well, a fox won't hurt badgers.
Well, the whole thing is that
badgers
you have to keep...
Badgers will tear your face off.
Sure. I mean, you have to keep it zippered, because they go in the tent looking for food, so you're not supposed to eat in the tent.
Stay zipped up with me, Cassie.
You have to keep the tent zipped. Cassie, I'm going to zip up the tent, and you're going to zip down my G-string. Okay?
That's going to work.
Okay, but can we take off the glasses? The glasses never come off. The glasses are part of Guy, and Guy is part of the glasses. Do you understand? How rude.
Close to
No, not at all. So there was this fox that was trying to come into the tent halfway through the night, and I smacked him on the face, and he, took off, because I figured I had one fox in the tent already, and that was enough.
He's so attractive!
I smacked the fox on the face. Right.
Yeah. Right? 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 You see how cool I am? See it? You see it? You see what I did there?
Oh, totally planned too, but they got a fox in the tent.
Here's the reaction a 2023 audience would give him after he said that. Okay, let's arrest that guy immediately.
Yes. What's up? What a camping trip, boy. This is like a dream camping trip. So now you wake up in the morning and what's going on here?
Well, not surprisingly
morning
to me,
wood.
But she looked great.
I'll tell you what's going on. My dick was hard. You think I'm lying? You think I'm lying? I took a lot of photographs. Here's my dick at the camping trip. Here's my dick on Catalina Island. Here's me blowing ball air people's way.
Hanging BA.
Here's me hanging some more BAs in the morning. Here's me on top of my car. Doing some yoga, hanging some BA. Here's me making coffee with my erect penis.
Seven foxes outside going.
That was just me. No, she looked great in the morning, and we took the boat back to Catalina. And back to Long Beach.
You forgot where you were. You're so excited.
For a minute, you got it. And we took a romantic drive along Pacific Coast Highway, and I drove.
God, it seems redundant.
You know, his hair was flying in the wind.
Yeah. He had his bikini hammock on.
He's cruising.
Yeah.
Windows down. Hopefully, it was a convertible.
Oh, you know, it's a convertible. It's not his convertible, but it's a convertible. Someone he stole it from.
Done, just a romantic
Yeah, well,
drive.
It hurt to drop her off because we had such a good time. And, you know, I've met a lot of fatal attraction women in my life, and they've never been as pretty as her without the craziness. So she was the perfect date, I would say.
Just one date.
Oh, yeah. I bet this guy's a real treat to live with.
That's great. Good date.
had a good one.
Look at he's leaning back like he's so pleased with himself. I'm so pleased at the way I told that story. I totally got her on a second date. Totally. They're going to pay for it. That's awesome because I don't have any money. I'm not working currently. I'm just hanging a lot of BA around the southern coastline.
Meanwhile, down the Pacific Coast Highway.
I know, up and down the PCH. They call me BA. B.A. Baracus. By the way, she hasn't said one fucking word the entire time.
Let's see who the audience
picked for
you.
What if they get done and she's like, this was a nightmare?
Yeah, I know. You've got to think that sometimes, sometimes I bet these dates are interpreted a lot differently by the people who are, whoever's
talking.
She's like,
I'm just trying to stay alive.
Yeah, she's like, I agreed to do whatever because there were badgers outside and I didn't want to get killed. And he took his penis and punched a badger in the face.
Holy Toledo, you're going camping again.
84%. Oh, bam.
Yeah, I scored again. Sweet.
I think so.
Please say no.
Please say no. But that wouldn't happen because it's 1982 and things like that don't happen on television.
Out.
Now, if things like that don't happen, it's a boring show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pleasure taking you out again.
I'd love to.
Come on out, Margaret.
Wow, they seem like they're. She seems scared for her life.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put a fence around you if you go to Catalina again. You know that.
We had a blast. It was like definitely the funnest date I was ever on.
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
For sharing
with
us. Yeah, we're going to come right back with another couple. Stay with us.
All right. There you go. Everybody settle down. That was a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
I like
Whoa.
It.
B.A. Hanging B.A. Now we know.
Yeah. Hanging B.A. Hanging ball air all over the Southern California general area. You know, it's hard not to find gold in the old Love Connection episodes.
Yeah.
Because of how vastly different we are as a society now around love and relationships.
Yes.
Right? It's just an era gone by,
totally
a simpler
different.
Time. But when you look at it through today's lens, it all seems so creepy and weird. Like,
well, just like during that time, they were looking at the 50s, those crazy, love. Somehow.
Those crazy PSAs that the government kept putting out.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's propaganda. That's a whole different animal altogether.
Now it's just AI everywhere, and we're going with it.
That's right. The propaganda's coming back. It's just going to be ChatGPT that puts it together.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Commercial Break. I don't know. God bless you, children. I don't know how you do it. I can barely
write in and tell us some bad dating stories. I want to hear them.
Yeah, we need some more bad dating stories. We had a whole slew of them last summer, and the people we're talking to now are wonderful, but send us in your bad dating stories. We'd love to hear your worst one in as much colorful detail as possible. If you want to try and be funny, then you too can be like Chrissy and I. We're also trying to be funny. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you can write us. Hit the contact us button. Send us an email. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, bad dating stories. Ask TCB. You want to say something to Chrissy and I? You want to get something out there on air? Write it down. Send it to us through the website. You can also watch all the audio and the video, or you can go to one of two phone lines. Ready? If you want to text us, 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383 from anywhere in the world, toll free. You can text us. We will write back. It's us. We promise. Or call us live in the studio, 775-TCB-LIVE, 775-TCB-LIVE, Monday through Thursday. If we're ready and if we want to, we'll answer the phone. We're excited to pick up the phone on a few people in upcoming episodes. So do that at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break for full episodes right when they air here on the audio feed. We love you so much. We want you to see it. Subscribe. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so, Brian.
So I will say this. I will tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I will say best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say
goodbye. Goodbye.